7 on your Monday. Good afternoon. Ask the Experts is on here on WHBY. Getting our lead on today, health, fitness, and nutrition. The topics, Coach Tony Bednarowski of Get Your Lean On with us once again.
What's going on, Justin?
How are you?
I almost didn't make it here.
That's what I heard. You got stuck in the traffic 41 northbound at about Northland, right?
Big pileups. What's going on?
I was trying to look at the traffic cams, and it would not tell me. So
okay.
It's turned in the wrong direction. Yeah. But Northland, 41 northbound, right at Northland, you'll see some backups going to about College Avenue. It was almost stopped for a while there, but things are starting to move a little bit better. So we'll see.
I got nervous. I got very nervous.
Yeah.
But I'm here.
I appreciate that.
And we're going to have fun.
Are we today? What are we going to have fun talking about?
All kinds of stuff. We're gonna do some, May is Mythbuster month, especially for nutrition.
Ah.
So we're going to do some Mythbusters. We'll end the show with that, though.
Okay.
So
going to end the show with some myths.
We'll end the show with some Mythbusters. And the ones that are going to be, I think a lot of people will be able to relate to.
Okay.
So I don't want to give it away
right now. Hang on to about 4:45 if you can for the myths. Right?
4:45.
Yeah, about a half hour from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to end the show with that.
We're going to end the show with that. But there's a few. It might take a while.
Or if you can, hang on. Just listen to the podcast tomorrow, WHBY.com. It'll be up there on the podcast page. Look for Coach Tony Bednarowski and Get Your Lean On and click on the link and download the podcast, subscribe on iTunes, whatever you have to do.
Beautiful. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm seeing now, Coach Tony? Maybe you're feeling this too. The weather's nicer. So now you have... kind of that resurgence of people out there running and getting back into the shape, wanting to get back into shape, realizing, it's going to be really warm. So I really need to get back into shape if I'm, putting on that bathing suit or something.
That's absolutely true. And I see a lot more people doing exercise outside now that the weather has changed and the gym is starting to empty out, makes it a lot better for me in the way I train my clients. It gives me a lot more room.
Gives you a lot more flexibility.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I was getting harassed for my new shoes today. Apparently nobody gets Puma running shoes, I was told. No?
I'm Under Armour,
Okay.
All right. I'm all Under Armour gear.
Brand loyalty.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. So getyourleanon.com, that's how you can find Coach Tony. We'll take questions throughout the week. Just shoot us an email. You can email us, too, here at the WHBY Myron Construction Studio. Just go to WHBY.com. You'll see the link to email the studio there. So let's get right into it. Got a couple
let's
of questions this week. John Q coming in with the first question today. And you will like the question from John because he said how old he was.
I like that. The more information than when people write in, the better for me. So I, can really target what they're asking me and target them rather than doing a general.
Yes. Hello, Coach. 43-year-old male. I watch what I eat and weight train regularly. I've always managed to keep myself in pretty good shape, and I'm fairly lean, but would like to add some more muscle to my body. Can you give me some ideas on what I could possibly add to my regimen to make that happen? John Q with the question.
Yeah. Every question that comes in is really, really good. This one, signifies somebody who definitely has already stepped up the game in the gym. He's fairly lean. So you got to remember that I'm really pinpointing him. And what I'm going to get into really generalizes toward people that are already active in the gym, fairly lean and looking to add muscle.
Okay.
But it's everybody can actually use this. So first of all, let me start with by saying that there's three main criteria that must be met in order to maximize muscle gain, okay? Eating enough of the right type of calories. We talk about that a lot. Consuming enough protein, more protein than you're breaking down, and an exercise regimen or program that's challenging to your muscles, so always changing it. All right, and while it's totally possible to meet the criteria without any dietary supplements at all, certain supplements may help you meet your goals a little more efficiently, provided that your nutrition and exercise regimens are dialed in. And that's key right there.
You bring up that challenging your muscles, and I know that's one thing standing out with your program is just how you change things. I think you hear about that a lot, that wall, you know, where, okay, you know, you start working out, okay, you get the results, and then you kind of hit the wall, taking out the whole dietary side, as I can see it in your eyes wanting to get into, but changing up that routine, changing up what you're doing, and keeping it challenging for your muscles, that's a strong way to make that happen.
It really is, because the human body is a very smart machine, and it learns very quickly on how to do something as easy as it possibly can. So by challenging it, meaning changing your workout programs, whether it's rep schemes or weight, throwing different mixes in, is always going to keep your body guessing, and that's going to help to keep it growing.
Okay.
So we're going to get into supplementation, and remember, you need to have your nutrition and your exercise program dialed in, and that's when supplementation can make a difference. So the first one is creatine. Now, creatine is one of the most studied supplements ever in the history of supplements, with over 500 studies that support its safety and effectiveness. Now, I know that there's probably a lot of parents out there, and there's probably a lot of people out there that go, oh, you know, creatine, you hear bad things about it, but it's actually is stamped with an outstanding safety profile by the International Society of Exercise and Nutrition. So its safety is, again, it's studied more than any other supplement.
Does the negativity surrounding it maybe stem from being a high-profile name? Because, I mean, I think you heard a lot of that, you know, Major League Baseball, when they were going through some of the issues, and I think it almost got lumped together unfairly.
It could be. You know, I just think that any time a supplement comes out on the market and it can actually stimulate your body to do things out of the ordinary, I think people become very skeptical.
Okay.
So so creatine is the thing about creatine is actually a molecule that your body produces naturally. So and it provides energy for your muscles and tissue. So it's taking in dietary supplement increases your creatine content by up to 40% beyond normal levels. So this means if you're taking in creatine supplement, you can increase the energy and muscle tissue regrowth. Now, this can affect muscle cells and exercise performance significantly, helping promote muscle gain. So creatine is also increases the water content within your muscle cells. Now, this causes your muscle cells to actually swell slightly, which helps produce a signaling to your muscle tissue for growth.
Okay.
Research also shows that creatine decreases protein breakdown, which further assists preserving lean muscle tissue while you're working out. So right off the bat with creatine, if you're looking for a supplement to help you gain muscle, this should be right on the top of your list. It's probably number one.
So you kind of meant, single best supplement for muscle gain?
I believe it is. And I use it particularly, and I don't really cycle it. I just do about 5 grams a day, okay, and I stay on it continually.
All right, so we're going through some of those best supplements to gain muscle. Creatine, number one. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. We'll dive into the rest of the list here. John Q with the first question today as we get our Lean On with Coach Tony Bednarowski. GetLeanOn.com. That is his website. It's our Monday edition of Ask the Experts, and it's 420 here on HBY. Monday, Ask the Experts on WHBY. Get Lead On with Coach Tony Bednarowski, taking a look at the roads. Looks like a 41 northbound has cleaned up, coming up to Northland Avenue. You are still seeing some backups on Northland itself in both directions, just east of 41. So an incident there. Don't have official word on that, but looking like backups in both directions. And then coming in on Highway 441, Highway 10, as you approach 47, you'll see some tapping of the brakes there for a minor incident. But outside of that, roads are looking good in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Green Bay. As we bring it back to Coach Tony Bednarowski and get your Lead On and talking about best supplements to gain some muscle. Question coming in from John Q, looking for some ways to add a little bit more muscle to the lean frame. And the first one we talked about was creatine. And a couple more here on the list. I think we'll get to be able to get to two more before we get to our news break here with Mike. So.
Okay, awesome. Going back to the beginning again, though, you know, make sure that if you're going to experiment with supplementation, make sure that you have your exercise and your nutrition dialed in. That's hugely important. Work on that first. The next one we're going to get into, Justin, is protein supplements. So getting enough protein is critical. And I can't say this enough, critical for gaining muscle tissue. In order to gain muscle, you need to consume more protein than your body is breaking down. Now, while it's possible to get enough protein through protein-rich foods as long as you're eating enough of it, some people struggle with that. In this case, you might want to consider taking a protein supplement. Now, there's many different kinds of protein supplements available. Like, for instance, me particularly, I take a whey isolated protein. And I don't take protein all the time because I eat plenty of protein-rich foods. But in the hurry times, I do, you know, fall prey to a protein shake. Okay. And my preferred protein is isolated whey protein. It's got high bioavailability. It's really, really good tasting. And those of you who may be lactose intolerant can use it. But there's other proteins on the market. Casein is one, soy and egg protein is another one, and there's also vegetable proteins. So there's all different types of proteins. Now, research shows that by adding extra protein via supplements causes slightly more muscle gains in people who aren't getting enough through their regular diet. However, research also shows that people that are already consuming a higher protein diet may not benefit much from a protein shake or protein supplement, but they're actually, you know, really beneficial for those that are in a hurry and just can't slam down, you know, a piece of steak or eggs or, you know, chicken or fish.
I can slam down a steak in a hurry.
I can too.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So I'm sure the listeners out there are wondering, okay, so, how much protein should I be taking in? And, considering that John Q is an exercise advocate already, and he's fairly lean, he's trying to put on muscle, a nice sweet spot, and this can go generally for the public, but if you're trying to lose weight, cue it more into your goal weight rather than your body weight, but about 0.7 grams per body weight is a nice sweet spot for everybody. And to give the listeners an idea, the average female in the United States now is 150 pounds, and the average male is 190 pounds. So if we look at those numbers and we go 0.7, a sweet spot for a female at 150 pounds would be somewhere between 100 and 105 grams of protein per day.
Okay.
And a male at 190 pounds would be somewhere between 130 and 140 grams of protein per day.
Sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a lot, but you know, if you're eating the right foods and you're eating it, you can, it will stimulate. And we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show. It'll stimulate your metabolism. You'll be able to burn out body fat a lot easier.
So making sure that you consume enough protein that's essential for the muscle gain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So we got time for another one?
Yeah, I think we got time for one more here. All before right. Mike pops in. Yep.
Okay. So beta-alanine. So beta-alanine is an amino acid that reduces fatigue and helps increase exercise performance. So beta-alanine has been shown to increase muscle mass if you're following a pretty exhausting exercise regimen.
Okay.
In fact, several studies done on college wrestlers and football players, and we know their exercise regimens, confirm that taking up to 4 grams of beta-alanine per day for 8 weeks helped increase their lean body mass.
Hmm.
So while more research on beta-alanine and muscle gain is needed, this supplement may help support muscle gains when combined with a treacherous exercise program. Or a pretty rigorous exercise program.
Wow.
So there you have it, yeah.
So it helps you with that exercise performance.
Yeah, well, it helps with fatigue and okay. increasing exercise performance, so you're able to exercise better without getting fatigued longer.
Responding better to that exercise. Yeah. Got it. All right. 429 right now, WHBY. Get our Lean On Monday edition, or Ask the Experts Monday edition. Get your Lean On Health, Fitness, and Nutrition with Coach Tony Bednarowski. And in the midst of our five best supplements to gain muscle, we talked about creatine, we talked about protein supplements, and beta-alanine is the last one. A couple more to go?
Couple more to go.
All right. Yeah. GetYourLeanOn.com. Tell us what you got going on right now.
Yeah,
Coach,
well, I'm 2 weeks into my new 8-week body transformation program, my May program. I'm starting to take time slots for my July program. So if you're interested in getting in a program that can literally transform your body, and I just did a great video on this today and showed different people, you know, going through the program and what happened to them. If you're looking to slide into a new body, reach out to me. Go to my website. There's a big orange button right on the homepage that says start today, and hit me up if you're looking for nutrition coaching, virtual nutrition coaching, or 8-week body transformations.
When can I see those videos?
You can see them
up on your Facebook
page? Yeah, they're up on my Facebook page all the time.
Is it you talking the whole time?
No, it's me just going like this and somebody else talking. Of course it's me talking.
The Coach Tony videos are always fun. I always give Tony a hard time about that. So Tony likes hearing himself talk.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not shy.
No.
No.
I listen to the podcasts.
I remember when we first met, you're like, I'm not going to be able to say anything.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to talk
about. I'm going to run out of stuff to say.
Exactly. And now I'm sitting here pointing at my watch that I don't wear. It's time. You need to stop. Mike's here. He needs to do the news.
All right, Mike.
Mike's ready to go. All right, 431 WHBY, our Monday edition of Ask the Experts. More with Coach Tony Bednarowski, and get your Lean On next here on WHBY. WHBY, Monday Ask the Experts. Health, fitness, and nutrition. Talking with Coach Tony Bednarowski of Get Your Lean On. And what, 10 minutes away from busting some myths?
I'm hoping we can. I want to get through them all.
We got some time.
I got about 60 of them.
Oh, no. So this is going to be like, all right, turn on Coach Tony's mic, go in the other room, eat a Snickers, and not going anywhere for a while?
You know what you said before about, you know, I thought I was going to run out of stuff. So when I get speaking engagements, like I just had one last month at the Tech, and my wife always asks me, okay, well, how long is it? Because lunch and learns are only a half hour.
Yeah.
And if I say I'm going to speak at J.J. Keller or something like that, and it, you know, I'll be on stage for a half hour, she rolls her eyes. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Impossible, because the sheep hook's probably going to come out and pull you off stage.
That's what's good.
I speak for no less than an hour.
I have this button over here, and it allows me just to turn off your microphone.
Or not turn it on.
What?
Or not turn it on.
What?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can,
I'm not on air again,
now
remember?
You are. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's get back to it. John Q's question.
Yeah.
Asking about some different ways that he can help to put on muscle onto a lean frame, Advid workout. So we've been talking about supplements to gain muscle.
Yes.
I think you have, what, five on the list, you said?
I got a couple more.
Okay, all right. So what the first one's creatine, protein supplements, and beta-alanine.
Beta-alanine.
Okay.
Of course, John Q is already an Advid gym goer, and he's fairly lean. He's trying to gain muscle, so he's been at this for a while. He's fairly lean, so he's just trying to add more muscle tissue. So the next one is branched chain amino acids, or BACCs. Now these consist of three amino acids: leucine, isoleucine, and valine. So they're found in most protein sources, particularly animal origin protein sources like meat, poultry, eggs, dairy, and fish, and are critically important for muscle growth because it makes up 14% of the amino acids in your muscle cells.
Hmm.
So just about everybody consumes BACCs, or branched chain amino acids, from the foods that they eat every day. But they also are very popular when it comes to supplementation. Now, research has shown that branched chain amino acids improve muscle gain and reduce muscle loss. However, Unlike the first two that are proven to be super beneficial, BACCs may not produce greater muscle gains in those who are following a higher protein diet already. So if you're following a regimen but you don't have a high protein diet, BACCs probably can help you. But if you're already following a high protein diet, they might not be that beneficial. Okay. So therefore, it's likely that branch chains may not be beneficial for somebody who's eating a high-quality protein diet already.
Okay. So we find them in foods. We know that.
Yep. Yep. They're in all food. They're in foods, and they're especially those that are complete proteins, yeah, like animal products.
Okay. All right. Number five.
Yeah, we got the last one. HMB, and do not try to say this at home, please, because you won't get it right. So beta-hydroxybutyrate. Yep.
Say it five times fast.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
HMB. That's why they came up with the HMB. So this is a molecule that's produced in the body, and it's processed through the amino acid lysine. So HMB is responsible for some of the beneficial effects of protein and lysine in the diet. It may be especially important for reducing the breakdown of muscle protein. While HMB is produced naturally in the body, taking a supplement allows you to have a higher level and may be beneficial to muscle growth. Several studies in previous untrained athletes have shown taking 3 to 6 grams of HMB per day can improve muscle gain and lean mass from weight training. However, there's always a but in everything, right?
I think so.
Other research shows that similar doses of HMB are probably not effective to increase muscle mass in adults that are already weight training and are experienced weight trainers. So this may be beneficial for somebody who's in the beginning stages of weight training, but somebody who's already been doing it for quite a while, it might not be beneficial as long as your protein levels are high enough.
Okay. Makes sense.
There you have it. Rounding it out.
All right.
Five great products.
There you go, John. Appreciate the question.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as we always say, if you have any questions for Coach Tony, shoot him an email, getyourleanon.com. You can go there and fill out the submit form and find out all the questions on and everything you got going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
You want to get to the myths?
Let's
take a break. We'll take our final break here. And then Coach Tony going to help little Mythbusters Coach Tony edition here.
Yeah, yeah.
On Get Your Lean On. It is 4:42 and our Monday Ask the Experts here on HBY. .446 Monday Ask the Experts rolling on WHB. Well, what are you whispering to me over there?
I'm just wondering when you're going to get rid of that Snickers bar you got hiding over there.
I'm not.
He brings that stuff in here.
BJ brought it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why you guys do that.
Just to get a reaction out of you.
Right?
Yeah. You're yelling at me at the bar. Remember that king-size Butterfinger? Yeah, Tony, it was a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Come on. We all know that.
Oh,
not non-satiating food. So learned something.
They are non-satiating. Yes. You're going to eat that, and you're going to want another one.
I'm not eating it though.
Oh, you're not?
No. By the way, we were doing some math in here.
Yeah.
And you know, if there is 4 grams of protein in a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
So if you ate 30 of these, you'd hit the 120 grams ish that you recommended.
Perfect. Now let's go. How many grams of sugar?
Yeah, about 900.
No, so how many grams of sugar is in that bar?
27.
27 grams of sugar in that bar. How many calories are in that bar?
250.
Okay, so 27 times 4 is what? Say 30 times 4 is 90.
No, 27 times 4, we can do simple math.
Okay.
108.
108.
Okay.
So 108 grams, 108 calories out of the 200 and how many?
50.
250 calories is just straight sugar. And that's not even counting the other stuff. And the carbs and all that other stuff. That
like
is
the calcium, 4%?
Oh, you're going right for the sweet spot, right for the good stuff.
Going for the calcium. No vitamin A, no vitamin C.
Remember,
2% iron.
Yeah, it's enriched.
Yeah, it's very, very enriched. And by the way, I did not know Snickers have a best before date on them, too.
Oh,
did
really?
You know that?
No.
I have to eat this before July of 2018. I don't know if I will now after reading this and talking to you.
July of 2028.
It does say satisfied on the bottom, though. So
it does have the nuts in it, though, so it can be.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the peanuts,
mm-hmm.
the nougat.
Trust me out there, listeners.
Caramel.
It's not a satiating piece of food. It's not even actually a piece of food.
There you go. Myth number one. Candy bars are food.
Candy bars are
busted.
Not food.
Busted. All right, let's get
to some. So we're
going to
do some myth busters, okay?
Do I have to come up with a fun sounder, too?
Yeah.
All right, let me see if I can find one while you're busting some myths here.
So should we dive into the first one?
Let's do it.
Because it's all about fat. Does fat really make you fat? And the answer to that, I love speaking about this because when I give the example in speaking, I say fat is the only macronutrient that doesn't stimulate the pancreas to release insulin. Why is that important? Because insulin is a fat-storing hormone in simplistic terms. So if it can't stimulate the body to release the fat-storing hormone, how can fat be stored as fat? And the answer to that question is it can't, and it don't. Perfect.
Yeah.
So just the thought of eating fat is enough to make most seasoned dieters cringe, right? There seems to be an innate terror associated with consumption of dietary fat. And this phobia has been passed on to us for the last 40 to 50 years. This demonization of fat is unfortunate as it's not only required nutrient for optimal health, but eating fat can actually help you lose excess body fat.
Hmm.
Important. And I'll get to some good fats for you. It's true. While 1 gram of fat is twice as calorie dense as both carbohydrates and fat, being 9 calories per gram, that gram of fat has plenty of benefit. One of the main benefits is it squashes hunger pings, so it's very satiating.
Satiating. I don't have a satiating button.
No?
No, not yet. I got the buzzer, though.
Perfect. You see, all calories aren't created equal, and we talk about this a lot, and I will continue to talk about this for as long as this radio show goes on, hopefully forever. So the fat you consume affects not only your physique, but it also affects your metabolism, your gut health, your immune system, your mood, your hormones, and the list goes on and on and on. Often including the right fats in your diet will leave you feeling more satisfied with the foods that you consume, so you may reduce your desire to overeat and especially eat bad foods. In addition to fat slowing the rate of your gastric emptying and how quickly carbs enter the bloodstream, and again, we talk about that a lot on this show, the glycemic response, there's certain fats that you want to steer toward that are going to help you. And I'm going to give the listeners a list of those fats. So here's some fats that you want to put into your diet. Eggs, egg yolks, avocados, nuts and seeds, organic grass-fed beef, butter, ghee, coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil, and they're going to love this one, dark chocolate, preferably 85% cacao or higher. No, that's not dark chocolate. That's milk chocolate, and it's all sugar.
It's
dark chocolate with high percentage of cacao not only are high in antioxidants, they're also very satiating, and they don't taste really sweet like a Snickers bar.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to get you some dark cacao.
When was the last time you had a Snickers bar?
I don't really remember.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I don't really remember. If there was a candy bar, I would eat, because I'm pretty transparent.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't live in a glass house. I definitely dip my toes in the water of a pizza and a beer now and then. Snickers would be the one that I would go for.
Because of the peanuts.
Not just because of that, because out of the candy bars, it's probably the best one.
Okay.
And the healthiest one.
That's all I'm trying.
I would, I'll tell you this honest guy's truth. I would rather somebody feed their child a Snickers bar than a granola bar. That would probably be better for them than a granola bar.
Wow.
most granola bars, I should say, on the market.
Okay. That might be a good topic for down the road.
And the funny
thing about food, talk about the and maybe the myth of some healthy foods.
Yes.
Like when we talked about, and I'm taking your myth busting segment, and I apologize.
No, that's okay.
But you talk about like a yogurt.
Yep.
And everyone, oh, yeah, it's a Greek yogurt. Yep. That means it's healthy for you. When ultimately, if it's flavored, there's sugar, and it's not healthy for you.
You know, we went over that. We went over that in one of our shows in the prerequisites of having a good yogurt versus a bad yogurt, which people really need to understand. If it doesn't have twice to three times as much protein as carbohydrates and less than whatever, say the carton is 8 ounces or 6 ounces, less than a gram of sugar per ounce, don't even put it in your body.
Wow.
Don't even put it in your body.
All right. Got a couple more myths here. We got about 2 minutes left. I'll cut you short.
Yeah. You know, I got a couple more, but I don't know if we're going to get through these all. They're pretty, you know, the next one goes into proteins. Here's one I want to cover. I think this one will be good, and I think we can cut this in 2 minutes. So eating after 7 o'clock or eating before bed, that's a big one. People are, oh, I can't eat after 7 o'clock or I shouldn't eat before I go to bed. Now, contrary to popular belief, eating at certain times of the night are not magically bad for you and won't magically make you gain weight. It's a mystery on why this myth has been long-lived by a lot of people. Sure, restricting your food intake to a certain window time can be effective for weight management. However, when food amounts and portion sizes are held constant, meal timing doesn't really make a big difference. So, contrary to popular belief, eating after 7 or eating before bed is not bad as long as you play by these rules. Here's some good bedtime snacks, okay, or before bed snacks. Eat your healthy proteins and healthy fats such as cottage cheese, peanut butter, hard-boiled eggs, or a protein shake with some nuts and peanut butter. Those would be great snacks before bed.
So a crunchy peanut, I'm just kidding.
Crunchy
peanut butter cup.
Here you go. You got to go the dark road again.
Right. A lot of great information today, though, as always with Coach Tony. GetYourLeanOn.com. That's the website. Podcasts, you can find those readily, WHBY.com. If you go to the podcast page, you'll find Coach Tony right there. Subscribe on iTunes if that's where you get your podcast as well. And again, Coach Tony, give us a brief rundown here. You got about 60 seconds. So what you got going
seconds.
On here for summer?
Just my programs as always. Go to my website, getyourleanon.com. Go read some of my blogs. Hit that big orange button that says start today and inquire about a program that's going to fit you. Let me help you get into that slim and healthy body you've always wanted, whether it's through nutrition coaching or personalized training.
Outstanding. Always good to see you, Coach Tony. Glad you got here. I know you got stuck in the traffic a little bit.
Yeah. Which way do I take home?
You can go normal. Everything's looking good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Moving back at normal speeds.
Beautiful.
So we're good. We'll see you next week.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Coach Tony Bednarowski, Get Lean On, our Monday edition of Ask the Experts here on WHBY.